Right, so I'm joined in the studio by two lovely ladies, Nell and Debbie. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
And you've come today to talk about the Tunbridge Wells Fringe Festival, correct?
Indeed, yes.
I know nothing about it, so you need to tell me all about it. Nell, first of all, when is it? What's going on?
So it's the 4th to the 17th of July, all over Tunbridge Wells, lots and lots of different venues. And lots of different events, everything from a bubble performance to Mama G, who is a drag panto dame storyteller, to Shakespeare, to art workshops, comedians, classic music, rock bands, cabaret, everything we can possibly fit into the broad description of the arts, really.
This must have taken some planning. There's a lot to it. I mean, do you know how many acts altogether are taking part in the festival?
165?
Good.
Yeah. 165.
That's taken some...
42 venues, yes.
That's taken some planning, hasn't
yes,
it?
Yes.
How long has that taken to organise?
Well, we started as soon as we finished last year, really. It's literally the day after we started planning this year's. We're lucky we're on Eventeron, which is a system online that kind of puts people together, but there is a lot of work goes in our end as well, and we're volunteers, so we do it around our day jobs, which is fun.
So the people that are involved in the festival, are they professional acts?
Yes.
So or is there a mixture? Are there any amateur acts or are they all professionals?
Mostly professional, aren't they? Mostly professional. There's at the opening, there's local groups and things, and we've got some charity events as well. And it's lovely because they're coming from Brighton Festival as well, a few groups coming from London and a lot of local groups, which is really lovely.
Wow. So, Nell, are they going to be in venues or are they going to be open air venues? Tell us what sort of venues are hosting these festivities.
Oh, there's all sorts. Everything from a basement in a pub to or upstairs in pubs to a wood. We've actually got a wood this year, a Tangier wood, which is going to be amazing.
Where's that?
So it's wood. Just out towards France. It's just the other side of Tunbridge Wells,
okay.
From where we are now. Mm-hmm. We've got the old auction house as well, which is a new venue this year, which is really exciting.
Where's that?
So it's just by the Pantiles.
Oh, yes, I know.
Sussex Arms.
Yes, uh-huh.
We've got the Black Horse pub down along Camden Road, the Green Duck along Grosvenor as well. So they joined in last year and loved it so much. I think the Black Horse is fully booked for like the 2 weeks.
I think so, definitely.
They've gone for it this year with everything. We've got Grosvenor and Hilbert Park Hub with lots of different workshops and events going on there. We're hopefully having a street stage in Royal Victoria Place
well.
So, yeah, we're literally here, there and everywhere. Some open air, some not. We've just signed up the upstairs of the Duke of York on the Pantiles, which is a really, really intimate, small private space, which hopefully we're going to get some comedians in.
We've got the Pantiles bandstand as well. We're using the Pantiles bandstand.
So are all these events ticketed, or can people just turn up and watch what's happening? I mean, if it's a Pantiles, for example, you could just see what's happening as you were down there shopping, I guess.
Yeah, so the street stages and things like the Pantiles, just enjoy. But the rest of them are ticketed. They're all at fringe prices, so, you know, nice, reasonably priced, so you can come and see as much as possible. Go on our website and have a look and find something. And things are coming on every day at the moment. It's building and building.
Wow.
Keep checking back onto the website.
Okay.
Yeah, look, keep going on.
It sounds really exciting. We'll talk a bit more. I'm going to play... Do you like Pink?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's listen to Pink and then we'll talk a bit more about the festival.
There's something in the way you roll your eyes. Going on outside.
That's Pink. And Walk Me Home, and you're listening to West Kent Radio, West Kent Today. And I'm joined in the studio by Nell and Debbie from the Tunbridge Wells So Fringe Festival. I have trouble saying that.
It's a mouthful.
It is, isn't it? So we talked before we listened to Pink about what's happening. It's a huge event, though. How are you funded, and how do you? Because obviously there are costs involved, and you're all volunteers.
Yeah, so we're all volunteers.
Yeah.
But we're luckily funded by local businesses, and then also Tunbridge Wells all together. So TN recruits.
We've got Amber Carley, who's Azagi Tantra Temple. Berry and Lambert have been amazing, yeah, and are sponsoring some of our street stages as well. So they're being incredible. We've got Original Tree Surgeons, Arty Farty Retreat, Goopy, The Talents, Studio 44, Times of Tunbridge Wells are our media partners. Yeah, and yeah, Royal Tunbridge Wells together. The bids have been fantastic as well at sponsoring and supporting us.
That's brilliant. That's really great. And so the event itself is a charitable event, right? So you're basically just covering your costs, and then anything above that goes to the charities. Yeah. Is that right?
Yes.
And who are your charities?
We run events as well for the charities, which are Fegans and Tailor Made Dreams, both local amazing charities.
Okay, that's great. And the people who are involved, the events themselves, let's go back to the events themselves, it's not just music, is it? There's all sorts of things happening. So what else is happening apart from music?
No, there's all sorts. We've got a puppet show, we've got drag acts, there's a
bubble people.
What do bubble people
I know,
do?
Giant bubbles. I know, I can't wait.
It's music and lights along with a bubble show.
Lots of bubbles. Sounds amazing.
Music. There's Lark Hall, which is classical music with technology as well, and visual, which I'm very excited about seeing. Mm-hmm. There's bands. There's lots of theatre, lots of Shakespeare. There's all sorts. There really is, isn't there? Something for everyone.
And often some quite quirky stuff as well. That's what I quite like about fringe festivals in general, is that you get the opportunity to see something that you might never go and see in somewhere you may not have been before in your own hometown, or if you're travelling in to Tunbridge Wells, it might be somewhere you wouldn't normally see.
Mm. It's nice to make, because Tunbridge Wells is an incredibly creative place.
Yes.
And it's nice to see all these people come out that, you know, you don't know are here, and they can perform, because you don't have the big, you can just perform in a basement of a pub and do your thing, which is amazing. Like spoken word and all sorts, isn't it?
We've got a tap dancing duo
as
well.
Oh yeah, on board. I can't wait for that one as well. Yeah, yeah, they're brilliant. Yeah, so yeah, I've done the Edinburgh Fringe for the last 8 years with my kids, and it is the most amazing experience. And I thought it would work in Tunbridge Wells, and it does.
Yeah.
And we just want it to grow now.
So how do you find the acts?
Mostly. they find us, they come to us. We've got a huge presence now on social media, which has been great at getting people to come in. But also, so there's four of us, there's four volunteers that organise it and put it together. And each of us have got our own contacts and within the creative industries.
Yeah,
I think,
we all come from different areas. So Amy is amazing, and she's a comedian. So she performs a lot at the Fringe, but also kind of gives us that aspect. You're an amazing artist and brilliant. Oh,
Nell, are you an artist, Nell?
I am.
Does so much.
And you, Debbie, you're also an artist.
I run a theatre company.
Yes.
So I've got that side. And then Grace is from Goopy Chocolate, and she's fantastic and obviously runs the food side of it.
Okay. There's food involved at the festival. Tell me about that.
So we have a Fringe feasting menu. Where lots of different, because we have some fabulous foodie places in Tunbridge Wells, and they all have a fringe dish that I think it's under £6, isn't it? It's all under £6. But we are hoping to have a food festival on one of the days during the Fringe, but that will come later. We're working with the council at the moment because it involves road closures and things like that, so we're hoping that will come, but we'll certainly have the Fringe feasting menu, which would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they just love to get involved.
Yeah, discovering new places. Mm-hmm. I've discovered a lot more about Tunbridge Wells since doing this and met so many amazing people.
It is a great place, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah, yeah. It's great. So it's just all happening in Tunbridge Wells. What about a little further afield around the town?
Anything going on there? I guess, is Tangier Wood and...
Yeah, which is Frantway. And then the other way, the furthest out, is probably Evenflow. It's the music cafe along St John's Road. Mm-hmm. They're having the tap duo.
I need to see the tap duo.
We'll go together.
So yeah, that's probably the furthest at the moment that we're going.
Yeah.
Concentrating on kind of things in the centre as well, just to kind of create that buzz, and then hopefully in the future, as it grows year upon year, we'll go a little bit out. Yeah.
Fabulous. Well, ladies, congratulations to yourselves and to the other. Give them a name check again, the other two volunteers that are involved with this.
So, Amy and Grace.
So, well done to the four of you. A huge undertaking, and I'm so looking forward to all the events. It sounds fantastic. Remind us again when it's all happening.
So, it's the 4th to the 17th of July, and you can find everything that we've got at the moment and keep checking back every day because there's more and more acts being put on twfringe.com. Or give us a follow on social media.
Fantastic. Will do. Okay, well, good luck. And I hope for good weather as well.
Thank you.
That would
Thank
help,
you.
Wouldn't it?
It would. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Keep in touch. Let us know how it goes, won't you?
Thank you very much.